Hi everyone, today we'll just deal with post-colonial literature, some of the characteristics of post-colonial literature and the features of post-colonial literature. So post-colonial literature is also known as third world literature. This term post-colonial literature was coined in 1950s in France. Some of the common topics or themes in post-colonial literature include, first of all, the native people's encounter with the colonizers and the destruction of indigenous culture, the journey of European outsider through an unfamiliar wilderness with a native guide. You see the features of othering, colonial oppression, mimicry, exile, struggle for individual and collective identity, themes of alienation, unhomeliness, and you see double consciousness that is torn between two cultures. You are suffering from cultural displacement. There's hybridity, multiglottic culture is there, and cosmopolitan nature can also be seen in post-colonial literature. Post-colonial literature is also known as Commonwealth literature, new literature, literature of migration or migrant writing, etc. Post-colonialism or post-colonial literature deals with the freedom or detachment or decentralization. There are three phases of post-colonial criticism. First one is the adopt phase, second one is adapt phase, and third one is adapt phase. So let's see what they are. First one, adopt phase, is when you write in European form and norm. You are imitating the European writers. Adapt phase is that you modify the forms and norms of their specification. Some of the modifications are being made. Adapt phase is that colonial mind becomes independent. You write about your own feelings. You are not dependent or imitating or taking anything from the earlier literature. So I hope that you guys got an idea about post-colonial literature. Thank you. Have a great time.